Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show alongside Carlos Ortiz. It is great to be with you. Marco Belletti on the updates. Hour number one, we talked about some baseball. Basically, my thoughts is that I have one thought, and that is that the Dodgers are going to win the World Series. In fact, I feel like they already have. They've won it until somebody beats them. But it's the Dodgers to win. I don't think that's a very romantic take. I don't think that that's very sexy. I don't think I put a lot of thought into it. It's just they're the best. They're the best. And it feels like the arguments against the Dodgers are the same that it was against the Chiefs, or the same that it is anytime somebody tries to repeat or three-peat. It's like, well, you know, no one's repeating baseball since 2000. Okay, well, that doesn't matter to me. What matters is this team this year coming in to 2025, and I think the Dodgers are the best. Major League Baseball's full opening day, not quite full, 14 games on Thursday. The Rockies and Rays will kick things off on Friday with their series. So this is the first kind of weekend where they want to make sure they get that home opener in. So especially the outdoor stadiums, there's like a day in between, so not everybody plays Friday. But we got baseball this weekend. Typically it feels like it started on the day of the national championship game for the men's. This year it starts on the opening day of the Sweet 16, which is also tomorrow. So a full day of action, and we're excited to be with you during that. Again, this is the Bart Winkler Show. We are on from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern every weeknight here. That would be 7 to 11 in prime time on the West Coast. We try to talk about every single team. Some teams get more attention than others because some teams are more in the news than others, for better or for worse. A team that has been in the news a lot this offseason, having the third pick in the draft and needing a quarterback, has been the New York Giants. They've also been in the news a lot because the better the Eagles do with Saquon Barkley, the more we made fun of the Giants. And, oh, yes, nobody wants to do Hard Knocks the offseason because of how badly the Giants were exposed when they were on it last year. So they've been in the news even when there's been little news. I think one thing that's been talked about a lot today, LeBron James was on Pat McAfee's show. And they talked for like an hour and they went over different topics. And that's Pat's show. I don't want to do a show where it's basically like, I want to do my show where I react to the things in the world of sports and not necessarily what other people said on other shows. I'm not talk soup here. Okay. I don't want to do that. So I don't really want to talk about the LeBron James interview with Pat McAfee today, because I don't want to talk about other people's shows and other radio hosts or TV hosts and then their takes and how much I disagree with them. But did you see what Adam Schein tweeted about the Giants situation? I was taking a walk today, as one does. And I'm looking at the internet, as one does. I walk in a residential neighborhood. I try to stay away from the traffic because I don't really look up that much. I start the day on my phone. I get up, start on my phone. I play some games on my phone. I clear the emails off my phone. I look at the internet on my phone. And I am eyes to the screen. I don't know what's going on with the world around me. I think subconsciously I've figured out how to walk from my house around the neighborhood to make sure that I am the right of way for all of the stop signs so that I can just walk and stare at my phone for 35 minutes. as I would do on a treadmill, but I want that sweet, sweet nature in my lungs. But I saw this tweet, and it really made me upset. It just made me upset. So, we saw yesterday the Giants signing Russell Wilson, one-year deal, $21 million. 10.5 of that guaranteed. The other 10.5 can be earned by incentives. Adam Schefter put that out. So, Adam Schein, who is somewhere on the Sirius XM dial, we're on channel 375. He had tweeted, the Giants' current QB situation is a total, epic, embarrassing failure. And I was really stunned by that. And I was stunned that, like, a lot of people agreed with that. Now, I did see somebody on The Fan in New York said they'd rather have Russell playing third base for the Yankees. Who said that?
Sal Licata.
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny. Sal said he'd rather have them Russell playing third base for the Yankees.
I got a laugh out of that. I'll give
yeah, that's a smart, like, funny thing because Russ played baseball and then has been in some spring trainings. That was funny. I enjoyed that. And I thought, there's a guy who took a minute to come up with something that was clever. What I am accusing Adam Schein of doing, and what I'm accusing, really what I'm accusing a lot of people in sports radio of doing, and what I'm accusing a lot of fans that are following this logic, is my new take on this is that too many people, fans included, a lot of people in sports radio, is you ever watch Family Feud and they're both up at the podium and you got to be the first one to give an answer, right? It's the two people from the different teams. Beep. There's too many people in this business and really in fandom that hit the buzzer first and then try to come up with their take. There's too many people that want to play. We want in. I'm playing. I'm having a take on this. I need to have a take on this, and I need to have it right now. I can't wait. I can't give a second of thought to it. I got to have a take, and I got to have it now. And so you press the buzzer, and then you're like, oh, my God, what do I say? What's the easiest thing to say? Oh, Giants stupid. Yeah, good answer. It's not a good answer. It's a buzzer first, take second answer. The Giants' current quarterback situation is a total epic embarrassing failure, is a total epic embarrassing tweet. It's a total epic embarrassing thought to have. What we talked about yesterday was the New York Giants on Thursday had no quarterbacks besides Tommy DeVito. So they're coming into the 2025 season and essentially their future with Tommy DeVito in the number three pick. Are those good options? Are those the options that you want? Now, keep in mind, the Giants also do have picks later in the draft that could also be used on quarterbacks. Pick number 34, the second pick in round number two. Pick number 65, the first pick in round number three. So the Giants have the opportunity to, at some point in this draft, get a quarterback. They will draft a quarterback in the first three rounds. So they had that option, and they had Tommy DeVito. And then on Friday, they signed Jameis Winston. So now they have another option. They've got Tommy DeVito, and they've got the draft pick, and they've got Jameis Winston. And then on Monday, they brought in Russell Wilson. So now they've got another option. So what the Giants have done, here's why I liked what the Giants did. What I liked about what the Giants did is the Giants gave themselves option at the most important position in football a position where they had very limited options. And what they have done is also given themselves options that they're not tied down to. They didn't sign a year-long lease at this apartment building, and they're stuck there. They have outs. Russell Wilson, it's a one-year deal. Jameis Winston is making, like, no money. Tommy DeVito is still just thrilled to be fooling a team that he's a professional football player. And then they have a draft pick. A draft pick that, ideally, they would be able to draft Shedeur Sanders at number three if Cam Ward goes one, and then the Browns take Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter at two. So, ideally, they could get Shedeur at three. If not, if Shedeur goes two, or if the Giants don't want to take Shedeur, they could take possibly Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter, get a guy, and then, like, you're not drafting a quarterback at three because you need a quarterback in 2025. I don't think the Giants are going to be good. I don't think there's any quarterback out there that would have made the Giants good. But you have to have a quarterback. You can't play 17 NFL games without a quarterback. So you would not only be drafting a guy because you need a guy for your future, you'd be panic drafting a guy because you need a guy to play right away. Now what the Giants can do with these options they've given themselves is we got a couple of veterans here. We can either draft Shedeur at number three and have him compete right away with Russ. Have him compete right away with Jameis. And if he wins, then let's go for it. Or you can draft him, not have to rush him because there's going to be a lot of hype and a lot of attention and obviously the Deion factor. And if he goes to New York City and he gets a year to kind of figure out how the NFL works, and it's not even about that. It's a year to keep the heat off a little bit. Because watching a quarterback in week one, all eyes are on him. He's got to perform. But if he comes in a little bit later, week 10, 11, if he comes in next year, like Mahomes did after a year, then, yeah, there's still going to be a lot of anticipation and a lot of people looking forward to it, but it's not as intense, I don't think, as the initial week one starting rookie quarterback, let's go. I think it helps take the attention off. A lot of times, some of these guys that are controversial for different reasons, and I'll bring up Colin Kaepernick because I was always like, I was amazed that he never found another team. I was amazed that not one other team with what he had done on the field took a stab at him. Tim Tebow also. Tim Tebow. Nobody wanted to bring Tim Tebow in because the like attention and the chaos and the disruption would be too great. For like 3 days. Yeah. You signed Kaepernick. You signed Tebow back then. You're gonna get a lot of media swarming that locker. You're gonna get news stations covering it. It's gonna be like, oh my God, this is intense. And then it goes away. The 24-hour news cycle is a thing of the past. We consume most of our content in reels, in 30 to 60 second clips. And even I feel like that is too long. I'm doing like a 15-minute monologue. I mean, my goodness, I might as well sell tickets. I might as well like be presenting this on a stage as a lecture. Monologues have become lectures. 3-minute videos have become lectures. I try to post little clips on YouTube, and if it's over 59 seconds, I'm like, goodness sakes, who's going to have the attention for this? So I think it will go away. If you think the Giants quarterback room is a mess, is embarrassing, is a failure, what is it a failure against? Is it a failure against getting Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers is not good anymore. The idea of Aaron Rodgers is still maybe more romantic than the idea of Russell Wilson. But Aaron Rodgers in this room, it's the same. Matt Stafford? Oh, did you think you were going to get Matt Stafford, Giants fans? Or is that why you're sad? You don't want Russell Wilson because you got Matt Stafford? Because you got your eyes set on him instead? You sad about that? Okay. I'd rather have Matthew Stafford than Russell Wilson. But, like, what does Matthew Stafford get this Giants team? What's like, the best-case scenario? The best-case scenario is, honestly, 8 wins. 8 wins with Matthew Stafford. And then that's good enough for Dable and Shane to keep their jobs. And then you miss on a quarterback. You don't take a quarterback because you have Stafford. And then he flames out. And then you're stuck again. And what do you do? I don't think that was a good option for you. I think the best option for the Giants is to have options. And Russell Wilson is an option for a year. And he can play quarterback. And you'll be competitive, you'll have fun, you'll sell tickets. But the main thing for the Giants should be, who is our quarterback of the future? We need to find that person. And we have the number 3 pick in the draft, and we could very easily find him there. Or we've got the number 34 pick, Jackson Dart territory. Or we've got the number 65 pick, maybe a Jalen Milroe, Quinn Ewers. You know, I don't know where these quarterbacks are going to go. But there are quarterbacks that can be taken in the first 3 rounds that you can give a spin on to see if they're going to be your quarterback of the future. And if they're not, then you're going to be bad again. And you can draft in next year's draft, which has, I think, a better overall class, including Arch Manning. So I don't know what the expectation is. The Giants, look, I love to go cheapo and low-hanging fruit and rip on the Giants. I love to press buzzer and rip on the Giants. I love to do that. It's very fun because it's easy because they're bad. But they're trying to figure out what their future is going to look like. And they're trying to figure out who the quarterback of the future is. Is going to be. And they've made mistakes. The Daniel Jones thing was a mistake. It did not work out at all. Declining the option, then giving him a bunch of money. They could have done better there. And no matter who the coach and the coach and GM hope to be, like, they have an opportunity at least to bring in a quarterback. Which I don't think changes based on what they've done. In fact, I think it gives them more breathing room and more confidence. They don't have to panic into a decision. They don't have to bring a guy in at 3 and then ask too much of him. They don't have to miss a guy at 3. Could you imagine if they didn't sign either of these guys? They had Tommy DeVito, and then they come into the draft and they're like, okay, we're going to get Shadur. That's what we feel like is going to happen, and then we'll start him right away. And we don't know if that would work. But then Cam Ward goes 1, and somebody takes Shadur, maybe the Browns, maybe somebody trades up and takes Shadur at 2, and then what do you do at 3? Do you panic and take Jackson Dart there? As some mocks now are throwing him in the top 10, do you panic and take him there? And then now he's your starter, number 3 pick? When you missed out on Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, some of these other talents? Or you take one of those guys, and then you panic in the second round. Either way, you take Jackson Dart at 3, you take him at 33, he's your starter. Is that what you want? You want to throw him in? He seems to be a guy that could be a good pro, but might need a little time to see how it works. But now, if that's what you end up with, you've got 2 other veterans and Tommy DeVito that are there as options. You've got options. I don't understand how this is a mess. I don't understand how, if you think about it for more than 13 seconds, it's not ideal. it's not the best quarterback room in the league. They're not going to be a good team. But based on the options that they had available to them, I think they've done well to give themselves more options. But no, let's all pile on the Giants, because that's the business we're in, where hot takes and extreme and the most this and the greatest this or the least this. That's, I mean, we got, not everything could be the most something. Okay? Not everything can be epic. This is fine. At worst, this is not ideal. But embarrassing, failure, that's just way off base. That's socks. Survey says. The phone number for the show, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. This is The Bart Winkler Show.
It's The Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is The Bart Winkler Show, brought to you by Uber Eats, where they are delivering game day deals from hundreds of your local favorites all week. Order now on Uber Eats. Product availability varies by region. See app for details. We had a conundrum the other day because we used Uber Eats at one of our local bar and grills, and they had on the app a buy one, get one on their chicken wings.
Whoa.
And we love this place's chicken wings. But we weren't in the mood for chicken wings, but it was buy one, get one. So we didn't know what to do. So we did not do it.
Wow!
Yeah, I went with a chicken quesadilla. This place makes big, thick old ones. And then my wife had fish tacos. But I can still use the promo this weekend. You think I ain't finding a way to get chicken wings in this belly in the next couple of days, thanks to our friends at Uber Eats? See app for details. Russell Wilson is the QB1 of the Giants, at least right now. They could draft a guy and have him be the quarterback one. I don't think that is going to happen, at least not in week one. I think he will be the starting quarterback. He talked today and he told the media, I signed here to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, I expect to be the starter and come in here and be ready to rock and roll every day. I think to get a lead, I think this team's really looking for somebody to lead them in every way in terms of the process, in the offseason, during the season, our habits and our thought process and how we create a great winning culture.
I don't think anybody can say rock and roll and have it sound like as un-rock and roll as Russell Wilson. I saw another thing today, like, oh, New York media, Russell Wilson's not going to do well with the New York media. You know what? He's going to be there for like a month. Just deal with it. Okay. Everybody's acting like the Giants were like, okay, we have decided that the quarterback for the next 10 years is going to be Russell Wilson. This is a bridge quarterback. This is the most bridge quarterback of all quarterbacks. What is the big deal? Russell Wilson, I don't think he would ever say this unless he signed with the Giants because he had no other options, but he says he's looking forward to playing for Brian Daboll.
What I really like about Dave's is just his mentality, his attack mentality. We haven't been able to talk a whole bunch of ball yet, but I've been able to see a bunch and over the years and understand who he is and what he brings to the table. So I think that's the exciting part about what we can do and all the guys we have around us.
Dabes? We're already on Dabes? Is that something, is that colloquial, is that normal that we call him Dabes, Carlos?
Yeah, here it's Dabes. Affectionately. Yeah, if you like him, Dabes is short. That's acceptable.
And Russell Wilson's already on Dabes level?
I mean, I think Dabes is just happy that it's not Daniel Jones.
Does anybody call in Dabes and Busters?
No.
No?
I hate that I chuckled. Actually, that actually wasn't bad.
Does anyone call him Dave's Hot Chicken?
Not your best work.
What about the Dave's Matthews Band? Anybody call
you
him
should
that?
Have said that one second.
All right. What about Famous Dave's?
What a pool. What a good pool, man. There's not too many Famous Dave's around here, but you know, if I'm in the mood for some barbecue and I don't feel like, you know, actually making it, not a bad place to go. Bit of a drive, though.
Oh, when I was in college, I took a girl to Famous Dave's once a week. We had a Famous Dave's night. And then we'd make out all night with our barbecue breath.
That's terrible. Ew. That might be a top five worst food to, like, eat and then make out or do, like, physical stuff with somebody. Barbecue's yeah. up there. Seafood's up there.
Because,
you know, last thing I want to do is, like, taste squid as I'm trying to cram my tongue down your throat. Like
pickles?
Probably wouldn't be up there, but I don't know if it's top five bad.
Okay. Russell Wilson told the New York media today that he is ready for the challenge of leading this Giants squad.
This might be my 14th year to be able to lead an amazing group of men that really have, you know, big hopes and goals and dreams and desires, and we all share the same goal. And so I think that's the best part about it is I get to be around a lot of, you know, extremely talented guys.
So Russell Wilson's the quarterback of the Giants. For some people that are rational thinkers like me, you realize that this is a bridge quarterback. He's not going to be there forever. The Giants aren't going to be good this year. This gives them options when they had none. And now they can either bring in a quarterback and work him as the understudy, or bring in a quarterback and not be pressured into starting him right away. But if he earns the job, he could certainly come into camp and the Giants say, well, we got to play this kid right away. He can certainly do that. But it puts the pressure at least off of whoever they end up drafting. At some point in the first three rounds, they will draft a quarterback. That is what I think is a well-thought-out, rational take. And I essentially called, I didn't say the word, but I essentially did call people that just went buzzer and then say, oh, Giants, stupid. I called those people essentially stupid without really saying it. The test will be with Carlos, who is a Giants fan, as you're well aware. Do you disagree with anything that I spent 20 minutes trying to preach in what was my audition to be the new midday host at WFAN?
Well, I will let BT and Sal know to move over. No, I don't have any problems with what you said. We're essentially in lockstep, and it's very rare. Usually I have at least one thing to critique, but no, I'm happy with all of it. I mean, we talked about it a little bit last night, and I'll kind of reiterate that. The Giants needed to rebuild the entire quarterback room. Not just one guy. That one quarterback is very short-sighted thinking. You have to think about the quarterbacks they had last year. Forget about Daniel Jones. I mean, it is what it is. That's done with. Their backup quarterback situation was Drew Lock, who was no good. Then you had Tommy DeVito, who was once upon a time a practice squad / meme quarterback.
Yeah.
And then you had Tim Boyle,
who signed with the Titans today.
Good for him. He will be backing up whoever they draft, which is presumably going to be Cam Ward. And Mayonnaise Boy is going to be out of a job pretty soon. I would not be surprised if Will Levis is bumped down to 3 in the hopes of, like, trying to get him off of the roster. Again, Brian Callahan hates him. I will beat that drum until Will Levis is in another team. That being said, getting one quarterback was not going to fix all your problems. The Giants have so many holes on the roster that it didn't matter. Because you know what? Whoever you put there in the quarterback position, unless it's a young, you know, person that you're getting from the draft, presumably the team is going to suck, and then you could probably kick the can down the road next year and get your draft quarterback then. But Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson, a combined, what, 15, 16 million compared to the 40 you were paying for Daniel Jones? I'm good with that. If they get a young quarterback, great. If not, you're in the same position you are next year that you are now, and you can get a young quarterback. You'll be a lottery team. You'll be a top five pick team, and you can address it then. So I think for the lack of a financial commitment that they did here, they could have done much worse. Is Aaron Rodgers that much better than Russell Wilson? I don't think so.
Yeah, is that where the anger is? Is the anger that the Giants fans that have anger, is the anger that's like, oh, we suck? Or is it, we got this guy when we wanted Aaron Rodgers or we wanted Matthew Stafford? Because one, you were never getting Matthew Stafford.
Right.
Never. And then two, Rodgers is bad. You guys literally, like, you just saw that.
In your building.
What building? What Giants fan was watching that with the Jets, seeing the disaster it was, seeing everybody get fired, seeing Rodgers ruin the franchise, if they could be more ruined, and saying, we want that for us? None. And then this offseason, you wanted him when he's another year worse? Come on.
Yeah, no, I understand why some people wanted him, because they wanted the idea of a, all right, this guy, a future Hall of Famer. He's going to be a one-year bridge. Presumably, you get a young quarterback, and hopefully Rodgers can mentor that guy. Well, Russell Wilson's doing the exact same thing. He is a future Hall of Fame quarterback, and I think Russell Wilson, he has his quirks, but he's not as weird as Rodgers. He's going to play ball, literally. He's going to go roll with whatever Dable wants to do. He's going to be put on a nice face. He's not going to cause controversy, and he's going to run your offense. Russell Wilson is going to do exactly what Giants fans wanted Aaron Rodgers to do. So if you wanted Rodgers, you really just wanted the brand name. Russell Wilson, it's not like he's RC Cola. He is, yeah. Pepsi. He's a brand name too. He's just corny. That might be the only reason you don't like Russell Wilson, because he's a dork. I don't care. Just do the one-year job, put the young guy over, and we'll and thanks for your contribution at the end of the year.
888-710-4ISN. That is the phone number for the Infinity Sports Network. You call it, and then you get on hold, and then I see you there, and then I bring you on the air to continue our conversations or to create new conversations based on the needs and desires of your day. 888-710-4476. Right now, let's get an update. Here is, once again, Marco Belletti. That's Russell Wilson talking about Malik Nabers. QB1 for now with the New York Giants. Had a long career with the Seahawks. And then the Denver Broncos, about 3 years ago to the week, gave Seattle 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, a 5th-round pick, Drew Lock, Shelby Harris, and Noah Fant for Russell Wilson. And then he was there for a couple of years, did not go well with Sean Payton, spent a year with the Steelers, and then spent a year with the Giants. He's like that guy who, you know, is working towards retirement, and at age 59, he gets laid off from his career job, and he's just going to kind of take whatever he can get until he can punch the clock out at 65. And now he's a starter, at least for now, for the New York Giants. He's a bridge quarterback. It's not that big of a deal. Some Giants fans very upset. I think it actually, I think it gives them, and maybe I haven't done a good enough job explaining this part of it, is I think it gives them more of a, like, they can take a breath, more of a cushion, less of like a pressure situation for whoever they do draft. It gives them options. I don't think there's anything bad about that at all. Do you wish you had a better option? Of course you do. You wish you had Patrick Mahomes. You wish you had Lamar Jackson. But this is the Giants where they were at the end of the offseason, and I think they've given themselves options for their future. You're not tied down to Russell Wilson past this season. Jameis Winston signed a 2-year deal. I haven't seen it. It can't be that guaranteed. And also, it's like no dollars comparatively. They have more options than they did a week ago. I don't know what there is to be mad about. Eric is in Texas, 888-710-4ISN. Hello, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, Bert?
What's up, man?
Hey, I was going to talk about Russell Wilson tonight. So,
yeah, well, I'm glad you called to do that. What's up?
So over the years watching Russell Wilson, the one thing I really like about that guy is that each time he tries to extend the play, he's famous for these scrambles, and he either gets down either slides or he goes out of bounds. So the dude is never hurt that much. I mean, if he's going to get hurt, it's going to be in the pocket. But he's really smart when he scrambles. So if the Giants were smart, they would draft Travis Hunter at number three. And then you got Neighbors and Hunter flying down the field. The defense is going to have their back turned, and Russell Wilson is going to be able to do those little scrambles all day long. And then they can, like you said, Bart, they can get a quarterback in the third round. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't hate it. I think that, again, they've given themselves options. So, and there's also Eric, thanks for the call. There's also the fact that they're drafting at three and not two. Right now, a month out from the draft, we are assuming that they'll be able to get Shedeur Sanders at three. We are assuming that Cam Ward is going to go one. We're assuming the Browns are going to take Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. And we're assuming that nobody trades with Cleveland to come up for that spot. So now, if Shedeur is not available and you go second round and you get one of these other guys, it's not the worst thing in the world. I hate to keep repeating myself, but I do find it's the most effective way in this medium to get my point across, so I will. They gave themselves options, where last week they had zero. Oh no, darn. I honestly don't get it. I don't. Johnny's in Atlanta. What's up, Johnny?
What's going on, Bart? To me, the Russell Wilson signing was a waste, because basically what Russell Wilson can do, Jameis Wilson can do the same thing. But one thing about Jameis
Wilson... Maybe for a quarter.
No, he would sling the rock better than Russell Wilson. You would not win with down one of them. You would not win with down one of them. He would get... Jameis Winston would get you 40 touchdowns and 40 interceptions. Russell Wilson would get you 40 interceptions and 40 sacks. He don't sling the ball like he used to. He'll move around the pocket and he'll end up taking a sack. Jameis Winston would throw a ball down there for Malik Lewis to make a 50-50 play. If you make, he make. If you don't, he don't.
Jameis Winston was unsigned and signed for $4 million a year. I mean, he's not good.
His career, the last two careers, is better than what Russell Wilson did this year. Russell Wilson didn't really do nothing. And he had a better cast than Jameis Winston ever had. Except when he was on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I don't know what else to say other than I wildly disagree.
I mean, you probably disagree with you, but by the way, you agree that the Giants won't win at all, right?
So yeah, they have no chance to win. So I don't know why I just spent an hour on a team that sucks.
Exactly. So basically, they're going to lose any way it goes. So would you want to lose so you can get a first-round pick, or you want to lose with Russell Wilson? Hey, you might win a few more games or whatever. But at least one thing about Jameis Winston, he will make a receiver make a play. So you got a young receiver right now. Malik Neighbors will have a better season up under Jameis Winston than Russell Wilson, because Jameis Winston will force the ball to Malik Neighbors. Russell Wilson will sit there and take a sack before he throw it up because he's worried about throwing interceptions. Jameis Winston don't care about throwing interceptions. He will make.
Well, that Malik part Neighbors, I agree with. That part I agree with.
He will make Malik Neighbors become a play. Make great plays. That's one thing I'll say about Jameis Winston. You won't win with him, but he'll make your receiver he'll be getting better, or he'll become. He's not the guy. So that's my take on it. And if I was a Giants, not reach for Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. You would not win. They would be out of the league in a few more years, too. They would be like Jameis Winston in a few more years.
Johnny, thanks for the call. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I think, like, the Giants, doesn't matter. They're going to be bad. They'll have a chance at a quarterback next year in a better quarterback draft. And then we may look back on this and say, thank God the Giants didn't do anything stupid like sign culture killer Aaron Rodgers or give up way too much for aging Matt Stafford. Thank God we just had a nice, fun year with Russ and Jameis, and now we got Arch Manning. Yeah, Johnny opened my eyes there. We're spending way too much time on a team that sucks. With no due respect, of course. More coming up. Power rankings next hour. We'll do some MLB predictions still tonight. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.